Welcome to the Make a Baby podcast. I'm Carolina Sotomayor, your podcast host and Reiki womb healer. I believe that healing is not meant to be done alone, nor should it be. Over the past 7 years, I have helped over 90 babies enter the world through the power of Reiki. We explore stories of fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum healing with a sprinkle of spirituality. We also dive into taboo topics, including trauma and pregnancy loss. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to the Make a Baby podcast. And today we're talking about something that is right on track with National Infertility Awareness Week. I had a DM sent to me from a follower, and unfortunately, this person has suffered a loss this week. And I wanted to go over some of the questions and how to move through the days after a miscarriage, a loss, an abortion. There are several things that I think should be considered and thought of as you're finding your way in this next chapter of your life after this big event. The first thing is that your journey is going to be so different than anyone else's grief. And the fact is that it is grief. And the grief has several stages. I'm not going to go into the stages. You can Google them. But what I'm going to say is grief is unpredictable. It can be managed and it can erupt at different times. And there is no timeline for grieving. There is no magic pill. There's no bouncing back. You have to feel your way through it. And the best thing that you can do after going through a miscarriage or a loss or the abortion is to give yourself some time after the event to lay low, to be at home, to do the things, rest. Maybe it's binge watching TV. And allow yourself a time out to process your emotions, to figure out what it is you're feeling and allow you to fully feel them. And that can look different from everyone. Some people like to garden. Some people like to watch TV. Some people like to talk with a friend and drink tea. Some people are Netflix and chill. And or as you can see behind me, they grab a puppy and they cry. Everyone's timeline and how they handle grief is so different because there is no timeline. You may not cry right away. You might cry a couple weeks later. You might be numb for a while in shock of like what has happened. All of that is okay. All of that is very normal. The second thing is you're going to have a lot of questions. And some of the questions that I get asked are sometimes really impossible questions. Can't be answered in the moment. Like, how did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? I did all the right things and baby was ready to come. What do I do now? The first thing is that understanding that there are soul contracts, and when a baby does not live past the womb, their life purpose was completed within the womb. So you provided them safety, love inside the womb enough so they can complete their life purpose. And that was decided upon between you and them before you came into this lifetime. So soul contracts are agreed upon before you reincarnate and are born. You make a soul contract on who are going to be your parents, your siblings. Also, you make a soul contract with anyone that like hurts you significantly. You also make a soul contract because all of these relationships and experiences and also the pain, it provides us experiences to move us towards our life purpose. And so why did this happen to you? There's nothing you could have done differently. I don't know why this happened. However, knowing that baby completed everything that they needed to with coming in this round, in this reincarnation, that often brings a lot of people peace. when I've done spirit baby messages where we connect with angel babies that have passed, they provide a lot of information usually. Those kind of sessions where we're channeling baby, I recommend doing them 3 months after the loss at the earliest, because when a soul passes, they have to acclimate to being on the other side. And that's when I've had the best success with channeling loved ones. Sometimes they can come sooner. They can visit you in dreams. They can give you messages through oracle cards if you're pulling them for yourself. But most of the time, I recommend moms who have lost to wait 3 months. And then that's when we can really get a lot of the answers for your questions of like, why did they come? What was their life purpose in coming here? And that's really hard questions. But with using oracle cards and using tarot cards, we can do that. And sometimes we don't get answers just depending on what the spirit baby is willing to share with us. And so then the next question is, what did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. And you couldn't have done anything different. This was preordained. This was nothing that you could have done differently. There's no blame here. There is, and I know that there's a lot of shame felt when we lose a baby, but there is nothing that you could have done differently. And there's not necessarily always, you know, someone wants to have like, what is the knowing? What is the lesson that I need to learn here? Sometimes right in the moment or a few days after, it's not the best time to receive that information. And because we may not be able to get it. And that's why I always say, wait the 3 months. We get more answers and very like clear answers after they've acclimated to being on the other side. But that could be a long time for someone to wait for answers. So with that being the case, what you can do right now in the moment is write a letter to baby. Do a journal entry to baby. Create an altar where you can light a candle by a statue maybe of an angel and dedicate that to baby. Maybe frame one of this if you have a sonogram. Make a space for them in your home. They had a space inside of you. A lot of people have a lot of comfort in creating something on a mantle or on a table or in their entryway, and they light a little candle for them and they're remembering them. They bring them into their lives. The next thing is you're going to want, so when you're ready, to do a womb clearing and a womb blessing. When you're ready to try to conceive and when you make that decision, you want to make sure you're harmonizing your womb and any residual energy that's left over from the miscarriages or the losses or any procedures you may have done is removed so that you have a clean slate in your womb and there's no residual energy that's hanging around lingering that could potentially hinder or delay your next pregnancy. Residual energy can be felt. And what that looks like is, like, you know, when you go into a room, maybe it's at a dinner party or friend's house, and you can walk in and you can feel the tension in the room, that's residual energy. And with a womb clearing, that is what happens. It removes anything that's tense, stressful, hurtful, or any painful energy from the womb. And it makes room for baby, the next baby to come in. And the womb blessing can then raise your vibration of your womb and make sure it's open to receive that next baby. I always recommend any mom that may have had a loss, a failed fertility, IUI or IVF, to do a womb clearing and a womb blessing, because that also is going to transform like how well and how connected you are to yourself and your womb's energy, so that you can be sitting in a state of femininity and receiving, because the most feminine thing we can do is receive. During this time that you are grieving, ask for things. Ask for a meal train if you need it. Don't try to do it all. Don't try to be your normal self. Don't try to be hyper independent. Ask for help. If you need support, join our free Facebook group. or join the Make a Baby membership. You're not alone. Over 30% of couples don't know why they suffer from infertility. And there are so many more women that I do know that suffer from a loss than don't. It's really hard to move through this in silence. 1 in 4 people have suffered a pregnancy loss, a miscarriage. 1 in 4 people. And 90% of those people experience depression with it. And I don't want you to go through this alone. That's why this week is so important. National Infertility Awareness Week is so important. It's also important to know that you have the power here. You have the power to decide your next move, to decide how fast or how slow you want to get back to trying, if you want to try again. And I encourage you to take your time with that. And the best, and I had the last question that this person asked me was, how do I fast track to back to being happy? And I said, you have to feel all the emotions through to get to the other side. There is no fast track through grief. And that's what it is. And a lot of people who don't recognize like losing a pregnancy and losing a baby, whether no matter what gestation you were at, it is a loss. You lost a soul and someone that you probably prayed really hard for and probably where you worked really hard for. Some people do IVF, IUI, medication, medicated cycles. You deserve a baby. You deserve to feel your feelings. You deserve to be pregnant again. You also deserve this to do all of this on your own terms. To conceive, to grieve, to feel at your pace on your own time. And your next move, I want you to trust yourself. And when you feel it, I want you to go to your gut before you ask anyone else what they think. You know, talk about it with your partner. What do you feel in your gut? And sit with that before you ask, what do you think I should do with XYZ? If you want to get genetic testing on your embryos or you don't, what do you think? What do you feel? It doesn't matter what I feel or think. You are always going to be the most powerful person in your world. You are the most important person in your world. And this is where feeling empowered and being whole and grounded in your body and coming back to our womb is so important. So I want to leave you with this. Your baby loves you as much as you love them. And I'm sorry they are not here with you. Let's now look for different ways to honor them and connect with them so that you can still have that connection with them. Death and grief are complicated. And what I learned from all the grief that I've seen and endured in my own life is that even though they're on the other side, they're still there. We just need to create a space for them to feel like they are still honored and then welcome their energy in. And that could be through talking, saying, I'm open to you connecting with you. Send me a symbol. It could be the altar that we talked about. It could be intuitive writing. It could be a journal entry. It could be a picture on your bedside. I am so sorry you're hurting. And I wish for you to know how much you're being hugged right now, how much love you're being sent. And if you need support, we are here. Until next time, my friend, let the Reiki flow.
Frustrated being told you are fine by your doctor, exhausted from negative pregnancy tests every month, wanting a deeper connection on your fertility journey with your spirit baby? The Make a Baby membership is exactly what you need. Using Reiki will help you connect to your spirit baby, heal the trapped emotions blocking fertility, and support you in our life-changing community. With over 90 Reiki babies, we invite you to try the Make a Baby membership for free. Check it out in the show notes. Let's get you pregnant.